It's time to celebrate. Set sail with the Kim Pagano Show and Princess Cruises on a weekend getaway sailing September 17th through 21st. Don't miss your chance to relax, unwind, and come back new. With rates starting at just $449, you don't want to miss out on this amazing deal that includes meals, entertainment, and accommodations. Contact Nikki Baldwin today to reserve your room. 805-312-4449. Again, that's 805-312-4449. Terms and restrictions apply. Ships of British and Bermudan registry.
CST number 1005430-10.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here today on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, and we have another great hour for you, and I am so excited to share it with you. Tom, of course, we've got lots of giveaways, and we want to continue them all the way through this show. I'm here with Tom Spence. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's well here on a Saturday morning, Kim.
Do you have your Mother's Day presents and all that stuff locked up?
Yeah, we're good to go with the kids and mom and all the fun for Sunday.
There you go. There you go. Of course, Lindy Breverman is on my show with me. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. So glad you could be here. She is a mother of four.
Four
boys and a new grandson. On the way, correct?
Absolutely.
There you go. And of course, I have my mom here, Monica. How are you, Mom?
I'm fine.
Thank
Absolutely.
You so much for being here.
It's my pleasure.
You're on our show today with us. And,
absolutely.
And it's all about Mother's Day, and I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much.
All right.
And do you want to wish me a happy
No, there's Great actually an official day for grandmothers now, I realize. So I was trying to bundle them in both together.
Oh, really?
And, so I get to wait.
When's a grandmother's day?
I guess in September or something.
Oh, so we get another day
I was like, all good. And you know what? It was so fun. So sweet. My husband sent me flowers at work for Mother's Day and for being special grandma. And I haven't even done a great job yet. So I'm all excited. It's going to be a good one.
And also, you said you were the best mother.
Yeah, there you go. So anyways.
And you are.
Well, thank you. That's my mom talking. See? So
I'm second.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, let's talk about all of our great giveaways. And of course, our guest today on our show, we've got Amy Newmark. And of course, she is the publisher and editor-in-chief and co-author of The Chicken Soup for the Soul. And we're going to be talking about her book with and Jody. Is Jody going to be on too? Or no? No, okay, yeah. With Thanks to My Mom, and that's 101 Stories of Gratitude. Love this book. Love all of her books. I love when, and Amy's been on, we've been like kind of following all her books. We just got to get together, Amy. We're going to talk with her. And then, of course, we've got Vicki Rees, who is the author of The Joy of Mom. Obviously celebrating Mother's Day here. And of course, we've got some really amazing gifts that we'd love to share with everybody out there. So Tom, you want to talk about that?
Yes, we have some great gifts, as you say. Kim, how about a $25 Mission Oaks gift certificate? Lazy Dog, we were there last weekend with the family. $25 gift certificate there, and also $25 for Paul Martin's. We continue with the big party that's coming into town. That is the California Strawberry Festival, Saturday and Sunday, May 16th and 17th. On May 17th, it's the California Jazz and Wine Festival at the Thousand Oaks Community Park. Great music and food, that's a whole lot of fun. Circus Vargas is back, both in Ventura County at the Fairgrounds and Earl Warren Showgrounds. For you folks up in Santa Barbara, Circus Vargas, a lot of fun for the family. On June 7th, Casa Pacifica Wine, Food, and Brew Festival. It's getting bigger and bigger year after year. This is the party of the year when it comes to wine and food, along with the Brew Fest, so get ready to win tickets to that. And finally, the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center presenting The World Goes Round, and that is happening through May 24th. Great stuff, great prizes, Kim.
There you go. And let's give something away right now. Let's start off with some food. And let's invite everybody over to Mission Oaks Cafe. They just got done having their beer pairing, which was amazing. And we're always giving away tickets. We gave some tickets away for that and some amazing winners. And so I'd love to give a $25 gift certificate to Mission Oaks Cafe. They've got an amazing bar over there. They've got amazing Tamale Tuesdays. But all their food, they've got a new menu actually coming up. And so we would love to share that with everybody. I do want to give us our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008 is the number. And all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and we will get somebody out there to get in touch with you, one of our team members of the Kim Pagano Show. We would love for you to win. And so we do things a little bit different. Make sure you write that number down, 805-419-0008. And our first guest this morning, Amy Newmark. Amy, are you there?
I am, and thanks for having me on just in time for Mother's Day.
I know. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking forward to it. My daughter is coming with her boyfriend, and she's going to cook me brunch.
Oh, there you go. In fact, that's my husband already made us brunch plans, and we're all going to go out to brunch, and so I'm really excited, too. It was something I didn't have to think about.
Yeah, my daughter's bringing a new dog, too, so I get to meet a new dog on Mother's Day.
There you go. I got new twins, Amy. We're going to go tit for tat here. No.
I think you win.
No, I know. No. Anyways, I'm so excited to talk with you. Tell everybody a little bit about who you are and your Souls book series. And you've done such an amazing job, and I really look up to you.
Well, you know, Chicken Soup for the Soul started 22 years ago, which is really mind-boggling that we're still going strong after all these years. I mean, a whole generation grew up with Chicken Soup for the Soul. And we've published more than 250 different titles. I came in as publisher 7 years ago, and I've made more than 100 books myself during that time. And what I love about it is if I see a need, I can make a book.
Wow.
Which is the coolest thing to say, like, I'd like to read a book about such and such. Okay, I'm going to make that book. So I really wanted a book that made moms feel like they were appreciated and that what they do is valued by their kids, and that moms shouldn't feel so insecure and guilt-ridden all the time. So that's what this new Chicken Soup for the Soul, Thanks to My Mom book does. It makes moms feel secure and appreciated and like they are enough.
And that, you know what, and that's really what this whole show is about, is being enough. And for even dads, it being every person out there, we really need to know that we are born with our gifts that we already have and that we are perfect. And so that's something that is amazing, and we need to know that we are enough. I mean, you just said it right there. How did you hook up with Chicken Soup for the Soul?
About 8 years ago, my husband and I discovered that Chicken Soup for the Soul was for sale by its founders, Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen. And we were looking for a new business, and so we decided to take this on. I read about 100 of the old Chicken Soup for the Soul books as part of my due diligence, and I loved them. I kept having to replace my contact lenses because I was tearing up and I was ruining my lenses with all the salt. And I've continued on in there. And their legacy, which is 101 stories from 101 different people. And I love that, because who do you really turn to when you want to learn something? Hey, you're a new mother and you want to talk to other mothers. You call your friends who are mothers, or something good or bad happens in your life and you call somebody who's had the same experience. So that's what our books are like. You get to hear the most personal stories shared by 101 different people to help you and entertain you and make you feel good.
Wow, I love that. And so what are we going to, what kind of stories are we going to find in your book?
So this book, thanks to my mom, is all about how great moms are. And it's a way for you to say thank you to your own mom. Or if you are a mom, it's a way to read all these stories and feel like, yeah, I'm doing a good job. And Jody Messina was a great partner for me creating this book because one of her big hit songs, which is called Me, is about how you're somebody's daughter. You're just a person. You look in the mirror. You just see yourself. But there's these little people looking up at you, and they're like, you're mommy, and you're supposed to be all-powerful, and you're supposed to know what you're doing. And I know how I felt when I was a young mother. I looked at these little people looking at me so trustingly, and I thought, you guys have no idea. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just faking it every day.
Huh?
And somehow, you know, mothers have that feeling. And somehow you fake it for the next 20 or 25 years.
You fake it till you make it. That's kind of one of the
things.
That, there you go. But, you know, I really think that, you know, motherhood has changed a lot. And, you know, it used to be where, you know, the kids were seen and not heard, correct? And now they're heard and we're not as, you know, I mean, it's kind of like we want their feelings. We want to know what they're thinking. What's your thought on that?
I know, one of the new things is that you have to make sure your kids have self-esteem. And I actually do subscribe to that. I do believe that's really important. That doesn't mean that if your kid doesn't win something, you tell your kid, oh, you should have won it.
Yeah.
But you just make your kids feel good about realizing their own best potential. And I do believe in that. I don't believe that you're necessarily your kid's friend. You still need to be the parent. And I remember going through those teenage years. And sometimes you have to do those hard things and in a friendly but firm way, tell them they're grounded and they're going to miss, you know, the party they were going to or whatever it was. It's what's so interesting is, like, I didn't let my kids watch very much television. And now my kids are saying they're not going to let their kids watch television.
Isn't that funny how that works? You know, Amy, I've got my mom here for Mother's Day. And, of course, Lindy's here, too. And my mom, go ahead, Mom. You're going to say it anyways. But what's your thought on that?
Well, one thing, right from the very beginning, and my daughters would say, oh, this is my mother, she's my friend. I'd say, no, I'm your mother first, then I'm your friend, and I'm still their best friend, but I'm their mother first. And that is so important what you said, you know?
It is. And did you notice also, like, as your kids were growing up, I know with my kids, when they were going through their teenage years or their college years, I would dispense all of this basically unsolicited advice, the wisdom they didn't want to hear, and I would just soldier on, and I would tell them anyway, and they would be grumbling and rolling their eyes. But then, a week later, I'd hear my words being parroted right back to me. They'd
exactly.
say, Mom, I'm going to do such and such, and then I'd say, oh, what a good idea.
Exactly. You know, it's funny. My son just won one of the national races. He races go-karts all over the world, and he had won started on pole, then he won the next race, he won all the heat races, he won the main, then he went into the second day, did all the same, and in the final race, he the driver next to him actually hit him, and his pipe fell off, and so I could hear that. We weren't out where he was, but we were listening to it on a podcast, and so I could hear the MC says, okay, you know, Louis, just, you know, don't burn your arm, don't do this, just let the race go. And I was like, that's not my kid. I know I've taught him better than that, but of course I can't talk to him. He's in the car, he's 1,000 miles away, you know, he's out where he is. And so when he ended up, he put his arm, a sleeve in his arm or whatever, and made it work and stuck it back on. And so then afterwards, he ended up winning. And they were like, are you kidding me? How did this kid do this? And it was interesting because I got on the phone to him afterwards. I'm like, oh, my God, you're amazing. And did you hear what he said? And he goes, no, Mom. And I told him, he's like, you know, you told me I would never do that. You know me better than that. You know, I was like, yes, that's my kid. You know, and it is. We do. We set our kids up for success, and we hope that, you know, you don't ever want to be a mom that says, I told you so. But just like what you said, Amy, it's all about great idea. You know, we're just planting the seeds in their, you know, in their minds.
But it was,
I think that's right. And I think my kids now, they're both in their 20s, and now they say to me, you know, you were right. You're always right. How do you do that? And you have to live through a lot of years when you take a lot of flack for just telling them what you think and trying to pass on all that wisdom, because you do it as a mom. You take the flack because you know you're doing the right thing raising them. And what I love about this Chicken Soup for the Soul book is that people are thanking their moms in this book and saying, I actually was listening. And, Mom, you really were right. And, of course, because I got to decide what was in the book and I got to decide what the chapters were, I have a chapter called Mom Was Right.
I love that.
Because why wouldn't I? And then I have another chapter called The Wisdom of Mothers. I'm laying it on there for the moms. But
that's
I want
wonderful.
The moms to feel secure that, yeah, it really is working. You're doing a great job, Mom.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, and of course this is all about being positive and really looking at the brighter side. But sometimes we think that as a parent, it's really like one of the most thankless jobs, right? Until your kids get to a point where you're saying, and where my kids are, and you start to hear them, and they say, you know, we were listening. We did it. But, you know, there is a point. And I remember one of my clients that I do hair, and one of my clients said to me, you know, Kim, I think it's time for my oldest daughter to cut the cord and establish a new relationship. And I was like, what do you mean? I couldn't really get that. And then I was like, okay. And so I did that, and our relationship totally came back. So there is a point in where they start wanting to parent themselves, and we have to really recognize that as parents. I know we need to take a really quick break, right, Tom? Amy, will you stay with us? Because we're going to continue to talk about all the amazing wisdom of mothers and how important we really all are. So I love our show. Amy, will you stay with us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would be thrilled.
Okay, great. We are going to take a really quick break from all of our amazing sponsors. And, of course, if you want to be a part of this show and you're listening and you have a business out there, you want us to spread the word about anything that's going on in your life or your business, we would love to be a part of that. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We would love to spread the word for you. Also, I would love to give something away right now. And how about some Circus Vargas tickets? We've got tickets for that. And that is May 21st through 25th. That's up here in Ventura. And then we've got tickets from June 11th through the 15th, and that's up at Earl Warren up in Santa Barbara. So give us a call. We'll give a couple pairs away right now. 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
The owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Conejo Valley Days is back for its 59th year celebration of our valley's rich heritage and volunteer spirit. With carnival rides, live entertainment, local vendors, arts and crafts, games, food, and wonderful community involvement, it's truly a long-standing celebration perfect for the whole family. Conejo Valley Days is set for May 7th through 10th at the Conejo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. Purchase tickets online or at the door. Visit www.conejovalleydays.us for more information.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side. And, of course, we've got a full studio of mothers, and of course, Tom's here with us, mothering out. He's probably like, oh, God, get me out of here, right? But anyways, we are so excited to be celebrating Mother's Day. And, of course, you know what? I want to give some tickets away. We've got May 16th and 17th. We've got the California Strawberry Festival going on, and I would love to give a
couple pairs away of tickets for that. So give us a call, 419-0008, 419-0008. And, of course, we're talking with Amy Newmark. She's been on my show before, and we're talking about her book, her new book. That's Amy, is it out yet?
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Out. In fact, right now, Amazon is sold out.
But Barnes
& Noble has it, and Walmart has it, and everybody else has it.
There you go. It's Thanks to My Mom, and it's 101 stories of gratitude, love, and lessons. And we were talking about really just the wisdom of, and why is the wisdom of mothers so important? You know, it's kind of like one of those jobs that, you know, I mean, you kind of assume it once you have kids, right? And you have to be, it's like, how do you, I mean, I remember when my kids would ask me something and I'd be like, oh, God, I don't know the answer. What do you do? I mean, Lindy, what did you do? You've got four boys.
I was glad Google was invented.
You know, it's funny. I mean, it wasn't as prominent then, though. I mean, you would have to be like, you know, should I make my kids stay at school and take this test or go on vacation? That's not really in Google, is it?
There probably is a section on Google that answers that. But what we did is kind of found the balance. You know, school was important, but so was family time. And if it was an important trip or important destination that we needed to attend something, we did it. I'm a teacher. I was a special ed teacher. And I firmly believe in in attendance at school, but there are times when you can learn more about being a good person by going to wherever it is
and
you're going with your family,
skills, yeah.
Yeah, sharing together.
I think you have to be confident, too. You have to be confident in the fact that you know your kid better than anyone else, and you know what's right and wrong. I remember when my daughter was young, like first grade, second grade, she's left-handed, and sometimes left-handed kids read later and do a lot of stuff later. And they were telling me she needed to go to summer school, and she was leaving the classroom to go to, like, the special help classes for reading and math and everything. But I knew that this kid was talking in three-syllable words when she was two, and I knew she could do math in her head. And I stood up to that school, and boy, did they disapprove of me. And I said, she's going to camp this summer. She's not going to summer school. And, you know, she ended up graduating from Georgetown first in her class, pre-med.
And so you,
right?
Yeah, you were a cheerleader. And I think there's
And you know your kid better than anybody else. And you have to stand up to those teachers, those coaches, those well-meaning other relatives. You have to stand up to all of them because nobody knows your kid better than you do. You stand up to doctors. Anybody in a position of authority where you actually think that you know better, got to speak up.
I love that. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side, and we're talking with Amy Newmark. Her book, Thanks to My Mom, is what is your favorite story in your book?
You know, I love the story that Jody Messina wrote, and it's the first one in the book. She wrote about how when she was going to her first day of kindergarten, she was really scared to get out of the car, and her mother said, you can go inside, because I will always be with you, because there's a string that goes around my heart and then ties around yours. So no matter where you go or what you do, that string will always be there connecting us. Well, Jody took that to heart, and she used that image of that string binding her heart to her mom's heart for everything scary she ever did. She moved to Nashville from Massachusetts when she was only 19 years old, and she embarked on her singing career. She's always had that feeling, and she wrote about how that has enabled her to do all these things in her life, and how when her kids get a little older, because right now they're 3 and 6, she's going to tell them about the string between her heart and theirs. So when the book came out, Jody's mom is pretty ill. Jody didn't even know if her mom was going to be around when the book was finally back from the printer. When we sent her advance copies, she rushed to show it to her mom. Her mom read the story, started crying, and said, I can't believe you remember that. And Jody said, but it carried me through my whole life. I've depended on this story my whole life as my support system to get me through everything. And when Jody was telling me that story, she was crying.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's a really superb story, and it shows us the power that we have as mothers.
I love that. I love that. And again, it's kind of like, you know, I mean, I know my daughter just had twins. When she was in the hospital, I was there. My mom, and that's why I have her here today, both my parents, I have to say, is they've always been there for me. They've been, you know, really my rock and my backbone and always been my cheerleader and always felt that I could do anything. And with that, you know, as being, and that's what I want to give my kids, and never give up on them. And you stumble, you know, as adults and as kids, we all stumble. But if you have somebody behind you that is, you know, your support, that's what it's all about. And that sounds like that's exactly what the string that binds our hearts. What an amazing story. And I love that. And you know, one of the big things that we really need to remember is really being great role models. I think that shines bigger than anything, really being who you want your kids to see.
I think you're right. We had a great story in the book. A woman wrote about how when she was a girl, she and her brothers were so mad at their mom because they were supposed to go swimming one day, and instead their mom piled them back into the car and said, "We have to go back to the bank," which was an hour away. They were going to miss their swimming excursion. But the teller had given their mom $100 too much when she got cash. And she made them drive all the way back to the bank and give the $100 back to the teller, who was so grateful because she was afraid she was going to lose her job when her mistake was found. And this girl grew up with that lesson guiding her whole life on what is the right thing to do.
I love that. And, you know, that's one of the lessons that I really try to instill in all my children. And, you know, they can, there's a couple things that they'll probably remember me for is one, integrity, you know, to do the right thing when nobody's looking. I mean, and that's, you know, that's what I've always taught them. And they're like, "We know, Mom," you know, and I'm like, "Did you do the right thing? If you did the right thing, then that's all that matters." And, you know, and also, you know, I have many hands make little work. And the other thing is try again. If you've really tried, you know, the kids would go in and go, "Mom, where's the ketchup?" And I'm like, "It's right there on the second shelf to the left." And they go in there, "I can't find it." And I go, "Okay, go try again." And they'd go, "Mom, I just tried." "Go try again." So they'd look again. And they'd go, "I can't find it." I go, "Just try one more time." "Here it is." And so I've always been try again.
I have to say, that sounds like how I talk to my husband.
This is true. I do the same thing. So, yeah, it kind of is, it applies, okay? But you know what? Those are things that, you know, we just keep, never give up. Never give up, you know? And I think that's really what your book pretty much says.
There's one more great theme in the book, and that is, what your kids really want from you is your time and attention. It's not things that cost money. It's not that you have to be super mom. And we had a story from a guy who said what mattered to him most about his mom was that she had a little bit of reading time every night after dinner. That was the time she got away from all the kids, and she would have, you know, 10 or 15 minutes where she could put her feet up and read. And if he went and talked to her during that time, which was her only time to herself all day, she would immediately put the book down and give him her full attention, and he's been grateful his whole life for that.
Wow, that's a great story too. You know, I love this. You know, in fact, I want to open up my phone lines, and I would love to take any mom stories, and we'll blog about it in our next newsletter. So if you would love to have one of your stories about your mom's, a tribute, we would love to, you know, talk about that. And so give us a call right now at 419-0008, 419-0008, because we're looking for some of those great moms out there and the great stories that you're holding in your heart. Amy, tell us a little bit about, you know, how do you get all these stories?
It's really wonderful. I would say that we're one of the original companies doing what is so cool now, which is called crowdsourcing. And then the other thing we do that everybody talks about now is curating. So what we do is we let the world know what books we're working on. We have an email list of 5,000 people who get an email from us telling what we're working on. We also post everything on our website. So tens of thousands of people end up knowing about each book that we're working on, and we get thousands of submissions for each book. We read every single one, so everyone has a chance to get published, and then we pick the 101 that we think will be the best for this particular theme, We do a little editing. Of course, we get the edits approved by the people who have written the stories. And I make the chapters, and I shape the whole thing. It's a very collaborative process with the 101 writers whose stories are in the book. And then out pops this great book where you're talking to 101 other people who are sharing their most personal stories with you, sometimes stories they've never shared with anyone else. We're like their first confidant.
Wow. What an amazing, yeah, I love that. Okay, I want to be a part of your book. What's your next topic? Do you already have it going?
So right now we are collecting for, we're collecting for books about dogs and cats.
Okay.
The books are called My Very Good, Very Bad Cat and My Very Good, Very Bad Dog. We're collecting for a book about military families. We're collecting for a book that we're going to bring out before the 15th anniversary of 9/11 in 2016. It will also be right before the presidential elections, and that's going to be called Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Spirit of America.
Wow.
We're collecting for a book about angels and miracles. We're collecting for a book called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Possible, and I'm doing that book with Deborah Norville. That's coming out in October. So we have a lot of great things going on.
Well, you are a busy lady.
And I'm writing my own book, too, which is a little scary to me because I'm so used to editing other people's stories, but I have learned so much. I've read tens of thousands of Chicken Soup for the Soul stories, and everybody tells me that I'm changed. They say, you're so much nicer now. Which I hope doesn't mean that I wasn't nice at all in the past.
No.
But anyway, they say I'm so much nicer now. So I'm writing a book myself that's coming out in December about everything I've learned from creating these books.
Wow. You know what? I love that. And, you know, that's interesting because having my radio show, I feel like I've changed and that that I've grown. It's I always say it's like school on air. And I just learn from all my amazing guests, just like you. And I thank you so much for being here again. I would love to cohabit with you on something because it just sounds so amazing that, you know, it's all about showing your love and gratitude and the lessons that we learned through all of that.
Yeah, it's really special. It's a real privilege, isn't it, to shape your radio show, or a privilege for me to shape these books, because we get to present the best of all these different people to our readers or listeners out there.
Yeah.
So we're the middlemen, and that's a very privileged position to
have.
We're
the connectors, I would say,
right? Yes, we are.
I love it. Tell everybody again, where do we find your book?
So you can find our Chicken Soup for the Soul books, including Thanks to My Mom, usually on Amazon, except that they're sold out of this one, but they're getting more stock today.
Hooray for you. That's
Barnes
awesome.
Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Rite Aid, Kmart, all those big box stores that carry books, your independent bookstore, Books a Million, wherever books are sold. And of course, our books are available as ebooks also. And you can go and read a little bit from this book if you go to our website, which is chickensoup.com. You can click through to this book and read some sample stories for free.
And do you have any on audio?
This one has not been recorded for audio yet, but if you go and look on Amazon, which now owns the different companies that make audiobooks, you'll see dozens of Chicken Soup for the Soul books that are available as audiobooks.
And what about on iPad? Do you have books?
Yeah, we're on the Apple Store as well as, of course, on the iPad, you can look at Nook Books and Kindle also.
Right.
So all of our books are available from, you know, in the Nook platform, the Kindle platform, or in the Apple Store.
Okay. Yep. Well, again, Amy, I look forward to talking to you again. I look forward to all your other adventures that you're going through, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Happy Mother's Day to you and to your mom, who
thank
was nice to
so
meet
much.
On air, and to all your listeners.
Thank you so much. All right, Amy Newmark, Thanks to My Mom is her book. Go out and get a copy and spread the love. That's what it's all about. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Vicki Reese. The Joy of Mom is her book, and another amazing book, and we're going to find out a little bit about her and how she wrote this book and her journey. And, of course, we want you to stay with us. Let's give something away right now. How about Lazy Dog, one of my favorite restaurants. And I love all their food there. Again, you can always take your furry friends with you there. That's another great place about it. But, again, $25 to Lazy Dog, and that's 805 805-
419-0008. That is the number. Leave us your name and your number, and somebody from the team will get back with you. So we love getting your calls. Don't get discouraged. If you won in the last 30 days, give somebody else a chance. But you know what? We want to hear from you. So again, spread the word about Kim Pagano's show, The Brighter Side. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I don't know.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Devon Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, and today we're going to have Dr. Varela on, and he is from Biodental Healing, and we're going to find out about his holistic ways, and he's got amazing different strategies that we're going to hear more about, and we are going to be, he's going to be joining us in the studio. Again, we've got Dr. Raymond Francis, and he's going to be talking about his book, Never Be Sick Again. A lot of my listeners loved his last couple interviews, so we're bringing him back, and that, of course, is from 2 to 3 right here, and I would love you to join us. So let's give something away. Also, I do want to remind everybody, today is the 59th Caneo Valley Days, and that is going all the way till Mother's Day, so if you don't have anything and you want to take your mom or you want to go over there, it's over at Caneo Creek, and let me tell you, it's going to be a good one. They've got some amazing events going on over there, and just music and rides, and it's all good. So go over there, Caneo Valley Days. Let's give something away right now, and how about some tickets to Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center? We've got the music, their play right now, The World Goes Round, and it's going to be amazing. It's Cabaret, Chicago, Kiss of the Spider-Woman, Funny Lady, lots of Broadway showstoppers. And we've got a couple tickets for you, so give us a call, 419-0008. 419-0008, and leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Again, our next guest is Vicki Reese, and we're going to be talking about The Joy of Mom. That's her book. Vicki, are you there?
Hi, Kim. I'm here.
How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Very good. Very good. It is Mother's Day weekend, and what a perfect book to be bringing on. And I'm so glad that you are joining us, and I want to hear about your journey.
By the way, thanks for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome.
And it's so cute. I'm driving, and the car in front of me, the license plate says Kim.
Oh, I love it. See, it's all meant
crazy?
To be.
Yeah, I'm always like, sign person. I just look, I'm like, oh my goodness. Yeah,
there you go.
I'm casting by it right now.
There you go. I'm right there anyway. With you. I like that sign. And nobody has to hit me in the face. I get it right up front. So, Vicki Reese, tell us a little bit about you, and how did Joy of Mom start?
Oh my gosh. This has been a journey, a labor of love, and a very long story. I started it when my son was born. He just turned 24 last week.
Okay.
And I didn't start to admire, but I started this whole journey. I started making children's products that were all about positive messages, self-esteem-building things. And this is in the height of how violent can products be. You know, negative children's toys, media messages, and I had no resources. And Kim, by no, I mean none. know-how, anything. It was just passion, persistence, enough naivete to not realize it couldn't be done. But I just, when I saw these things, I gasped, and I'm, you know, like so many of us, you know, women, moms, that I was just like, I need to do something about this. So I started making these products, and long story short, you know, from 10, 11 at night till 2, 3 in the morning, and didn't have a penny to market them, and got them in a store and then another store, and moms loved them, and their children loved them, and moms told their friends who told their friends, and they kind of got around the country, and moms wanted to join my club. They wanted to know what books I wrote, what books I recommended, and I just felt that there needs to be this platform that's authentic, that's transparent, that's trustworthy, and those were the for Joy of the Mom, in a nutshell.
So again, Vicki, so what did you, you know, what did you create?
Well, back in the early days, I did software, music, and video. And then what I started doing is I started creating, which is what the book is, inspirational messages. I set up a Facebook page. Everybody said that there's a hundreds of thousands of mom pages. What are you doing? And literally 10, 11 at night, like 3 in the morning, I'd have an overturned laundry basket in my room. And I was like, you know what? Somebody needs to hear this message. I was writing quotes. I was curating them. It poured out of me. I was so clunky with making my first poster. It took me like 2 hours. And the first time I put one up, instantly, a mom was like, oh my God, thank you, bless you. I needed this right now, this message, these words. And, you know, last week I reached 37.9 million people saw my messages.
Oh,
I mean, it's
my gosh. Wow. You're getting your message out there.
It's getting out. And, you know, I think when something, you know, it's, I would kind of laugh internally and feel like Joy's mom was like the journal that I didn't, you know, I've had one on and off for years. But I felt these inspirational messages needed to be out there. And then I was helping a new friend who was just kind of a little bit of hot mess in social media. And I, you know, I've learned how to do Facebook. I'm kind of, you know, a novice at some of these other ones. But I, you know, I just felt that let me help her in any way I can. And coincidentally, another friend was there. And he's a publisher, which I had no idea. And he saw my stuff. And he said, how many of these do you have? And I'm like, oh, my God, thousands of them. And long story short, they get manuscripts, 35,000, and out of those 35,000, they chose two, or choose two, for each of these rounds of books. And so Deepak Chopra and I were the two chosen, and I didn't have a manuscript. I was frankly just doing my stuff that I've been doing, you know, sharing these messages. So the Joy of Mom book is really, it's just, I feel like there's magic. There's,
well, you know, I get that magic because sometimes when I come on my show, I don't know what I'm going to talk about, and it just comes out. And so I get that.
Yeah.
Who was your inspiration behind the book?
Well, my children.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, my kids are now in their, you know, early 20s. And
how many do you have?
I have three children. Okay. A 24-year-old who just turned 24, some 22-year-old daughter, and 20-year-old son. And I had two miscarriages before I got pregnant, then I couldn't get pregnant. You know, it's been a lot of journeys, like many of us have. And then,
right,
thank God, everything,
you know,
was fine.
You know what's interesting to me, Vicki, is your kids are older, and are these for, are they for young moms, or are they for older moms? I mean,
this is the beauty of it. It's for every mom.
Okay.
The reaction that I get from new moms, expecting moms, moms who have teenagers, grandmoms, it's like the same. And part of my thing was, I just, you know, we get so busy with life. There's so many demands. We're multitasking. It just, you know, that's just how it is. And for us to have something that inspires us to pause, to hug our children a little tighter, a little closer, to really be in the moment versus a shoulda, woulda, coulda, which, you know, so many of us do because, again, life happens. And, you know, I mean, there's, you know, we have to do all we do as moms. And so I, you know, I can't even tell. I mean, the feedback that I've gotten, I didn't realize it would strike such a nerve with people.
Right. Vicki, mm-hmm. I'm looking in your book right now, and are these poems and little sayings that you have said?
It's a combination. I've said all those.
Okay.
I've said all those. I've written, you know.
So you've written, so these are all your quotes that are in here, or I know there's, I guess I see a few other people. How did you collect the others?
Well, they're not all my quotes. A lot of them are quotes, and many of them, or not many, but a lot of them are quotes that I have loved and have been my favorite over the years.
Okay.
Since, frankly, I was a little girl, I've been collecting quotes.
Okay. You know, I have two. That is so funny. I really thought when I got older I would be, you know, writing like a poem book or something like that. But I've always collected tons and tons of sayings. I want to read one of your sayings. It's actually, it says it's from Unknown, but if I could give you one thing in life, I would give you the ability to see yourself through my eyes. Only then you would realize how special you really are. And it says you are to me. That's a gift that we give our children right there, because sometimes, you know, we all have that negative talk. And did you ever have that negative talk? Did anybody have to lift you up and say, you know what, Vicki, definitely do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know if anybody is not that. I think it's just, you know, especially when we're hard on ourselves and we try so much and we care so much, that, you know, and it's a gift to have somebody that helps lift us out of that helps remind us. We all need those tools.
Yeah. What advice would you offer to any new mothers? And is this your first book right here that we have?
Yeah, that's my first book. And,
okay.
You know, oh my gosh. You know what? It sounds so trite, but time passes so quickly.
I agree.
And it feels, like in a blink of an eye, our kids are babies, and then we're dropping them off at college, and we're leaving our heart with them. So no matter what stage, to digress for a moment, this will kind of answer what you're saying. I was at the health club gym that I go to, and I guess some of the women were talking about the book, and I walked in, and I heard them, and one was like, oh, my God, my son is 16. I don't know how I'm going to get through these years. You know, like, I need that to remind me to remember, you know, that type of thing.
Right.
My niece is having her second baby. She's like, you know, she's, you know, her, she's so moved by, I mean, it's like, it's all different stages. So it's really being, my biggest advice is be so present.
Be so present. What a great, and really that is so true, because we all 24/7 get into this world of keep going, going, going. And sometimes we show up and, you know, I mean, Linda, you actually said it, unplug, right? I think that's the biggest thing. We've got all these, you know, smartphones and computers, and sometimes it's just time to sit on the floor and just be with your family, be with your kids, be with, you know, like there's just, nothing is more important than spending that quality time. And like you said, you know, my kids are all older, and I've just had my youngest daughter just had twins. So I get to start all over. And so what a precious time for me. But to watch my daughter, you know, so many things have changed now. And, you know, it would be hard for me. I mean, write those things down when you're going through them. Lindy, could you think back of when your kids were younger?
Yeah, you keep talking about things changing. I think the things that are changing are not the things that are in that book. There are things that are about the love and the time and the things that you share together with your kids. I mean, I'm about to become a grandmother myself, and the thing I keep telling my son is forget all that junk that they keep telling you have to buy and you have to have. The only thing you need to do is to love that baby, make sure it's fed, make sure its diaper is dry, and make sure that there's a roof over its head. And nothing else matters. You spend time with that baby. And That's all it needs.
Great advice, too. Great advice.
That
now,
is.
It's interesting. Now, how many children do you have? You said three. Are they girls, boys?
Mine, two boys and one girl.
Okay. And Lindy's got four boys.
I've got four
and
boys.
I've got
oh,
two,
my goodness.
Two Wait. Girls and two boys.
They're older. Oh, and I have God. To add, I have two wonderful daughter-in-laws now and someday hope to have two more.
Yeah. And same here. I've got two daughters and two sons and then two son-in-laws. And, you know, it really is interesting, but there's definitely a difference between girls and boys and how they treat their moms. And do you have any thought on that?
Oh, my goodness. I love your questions, by the way.
Well, thank you.
I think in this day and age, so individual, you know, the old, I don't want to say stereotypes, but fortunately, do you know what I mean? So much is embraced, feelings, emotions, passions, that it's, I know that we need to do what's best for our children, what resonates, and by tuning in and by being present, it's really clear when something feels right. You know, all moms, we have that mommy, you know, it's in our DNA.
Intuition.
That, by the way, I was bought my first poster. It was it'll never steer you wrong. But it's just, we really need to, you know, we know if something's resonating. We know if it's the right message. We know if they're not getting it. We know if they need more time. And it's a beautiful thing that it doesn't, you know, there's so many beautiful, sensitive, you know, boys. And there's so many, you know, girls that, you know what I mean? A little more tough in the exterior.
Right.
So and you know what, guys, one thing I just want to mention, because I feel bad if I didn't. In the book, this is a wild thing. When I was talking about curating quotes, I've been curating photographers and artists and illustrators for the posters that I make, but for the past 4 years. So all those pictures, except for like two that the publisher, you know, put in, and I'm sure that's a real family, because you can tell. But everything, these are family photos.
Oh, so, really?
They're beautiful.
Wow.
Can you believe it? Thank you. And that's when people are like, oh, my God. I'm like, well, they're what? I'm like, because it's real.
That makes it all the difference. And I am glad that you threw that in, because that is, I mean, you know, what's interesting is you've kind of brought this out, is that we were talking about this. I think my mom even said it, is we all have iPhones now. So you snap those pictures and then sometimes you never see them. You know, you don't develop them like we used to. And you've actually got a beautiful picture book. And I think that's beautiful right there.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, Mother's Day is tomorrow. What does Mother's Day mean to you?
Oh my gosh. It means so much. And it runs so deep. And, you know, personally, you know, my mom's breast cancer survivor, she's 89 years old. I'm going to, of course, see her for Mother's Day.
That's great.
Thanks. And I just, you know, being a mom, I feel is the most precious privilege, responsibility, gift, joy. And, you know, what, you know, and again, I can't even tell people are like, what did you do?
You got tongue tied too. I did the same thing. I just tried to say, you know, happy Mother's Day to my mom, who's actually in the studio with me today, who's been my rock and my best friend. And, you know, that's what this is all about. I thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please follow our show and share our show with everybody. I'd love to, you know, have you back on and share some of your other inspiration. We are all about the brighter side. Where do we find your book?
Thank you. And by the way, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
To your mom,
thank
to you,
you
girls.
Thank you.
And you're new. It's a daughter or daughter-in-law.
That's right. My daughter. So, yeah.
You know, my daughter-in-law.
Yeah, and her and Lindy's daughter-in-law. Yeah.
Lindy's daughter-in-law. Okay.
Really quick, Vicki, we're at the end. Where do we get your book?
You could get the book at joyousmom.com/book.
Okay.
And it'll go or Amazon.
Okay.
And it'll just write in Joyous Mom.
There you go. Thank you.
And then I'd love if you guys feature, visit our Facebook page.
You got
that's
it.
Where
and
we're sharing
you know what?
That.
Okay, visit ours, and we'll be right back with you.
100%.
All right, we are at the end of our show right now. I want to wish everybody happy Mother's Day. Definitely call in, get your stories in. We'd love to have it in our next blog, a newsletter next week. So 419-0008, 419-0008. Of course, we end our show with a moment of happiness. Failure is only the opportunity to begin again. Only the time, only this time more wisely. With that, Mom, again, I want to say happy Mother's Day. Lindy, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, and the same to you.
Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to my daughter who has twins. Anyways, with that, we are at the end of our show. Definitely come in and tune in at 2 o'clock. We'll be back later. So have a really great day. Go do something for somebody you really love and show that you have gratitude. That's what it's all about. You've been tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to tell about Coach's show, The Mentor Show at 11 o'clock. A big shout out to Coach Ron Tunick. He's back on, and definitely tune in to his show. Talk to you soon.
Not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.